Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, June 7th. Lower across the board in grains. We've got July corn down 4 3/4 at 415 and 3/4. December down 4 3/4 at 433 and 3/4. Down between 10 and 11 cents on the week. So aside from yesterday's bounce off the attempt to fill the gap from May 24th, we had a little bit weaker across the board as markets were not able to take out the recent highs on the announcement of the slower than expected planting progress from this Monday's report. So we'll have to see what happens next Monday. They're looking for between 80 and 82% planted on Monday's crop progress versus 99% on average. And they're going to have the first ratings. I don't know how much credibility could be put into that. But last year, the first ratings came out 79% good to excellent. Prevent plant acres estimates are anywhere between 5 to 6 million acres to 10 to 12. So again, that is another wild card that we figure will take a while to develop. Taking a look at wheat, we had July down 5.5 cents at 504.5, up 1.5 cents on the week. Kansas City taking it on the chin there, down 6.25 cents in July at 449, down 24 on the week. So that better weather in the plains there, increasing the possible yields. We're still monitoring dryness in Russia and parts of the Ukraine, but that as of yet is not taking full control of this market. And report out that China, in spite of the Canada rather, in spite of their difficulties with China regarding canola, have their export sales of wheat at 14-year highs. Taking a look at beans, we've got July down 12.5 cents at 856.25. November down 12.25 at 883. That's down about 22 cents on the week. Again, here the question is whether or not the slight open window in weather will allow more acres to get planted into beans, and then the market will have to wait and see what kind of condition those are in and what effect, if any, the late planting will have on the yields in both the beans and the corn. Expectations for Monday's crop progress report, they're looking at between 55 and 60% planted for the soybeans. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 110,000 tons of soybeans to Egypt, and President was announcing today that they're close to a deal with Mexico and maybe they can delay the tariffs, and then Mexico is going to start buying all kinds of agricultural goods from the U.S. as lately happened when he made positive comments about trade deals. The market sold off, so I think those are definitely being discounted. We're going to wait until we see some ink drying on some dotted lines. Outside markets, you got the dollar weaker, down 50 points, 96.47, not helping. Crude oil up $1.50 a barrel at $54.09. The stock market up about 300 points. So market awaits next week's WASDE report, crop progress, and first crop conditions. And until then, that's all I have for today. You can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.